This episode is supported by The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. The cameras return to document Hollywood's most infamous family, inviting viewers back into their lives for a fifth season. Watch Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie as they navigate motherhood, co-parenting, and growing their empires. This season, the Kardashian-Jenner family is focused on staying connected despite busy schedules and the tensions of fame. Tune in for unfiltered access to fresh drama with exes, sibling rivalry, and intense business ventures. And when you watch, you'll see what's actually happening behind the scenes and beyond the headlines. See for yourself how things really went down. Season 5 has more family, more glamour, and more access than ever before. This family always keeps things interesting. New season of The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on the improvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello, everybody. We're going for a marathon recording day here in Dublin.
Yeah, it's a big day in Dublin. It's our last night in Dublin, in fact. We are here recording the Vanderpump Rules, the final reunion episode. And then tomorrow, we are popping back on over to England. We're going to go to Birmingham. That was Ronnie's phone. Ronnie just got a text from England saying, what are you talking about? But we have our show in Birmingham, and we are going to be recapping A Case of the Vickies, which is a Real Housewives of Orange County episode. That is the one where they go to Iceland and Vicky has a medical emergency and requires a towel on her head as she gets carted out of the resort. So you've heard it here. You will join us at the Glee Club in Birmingham. It's the last stop on our European tour. And by the way, I don't know if we really have articulated this because our shows happen over the weekend. London and Dublin, you were amazing audiences. You were all so kind to us, but you also were big laughers, and we love you guys.
And did sexy as well.
When they say that you guys love to take the piss out of things, like, it is true. You guys laugh at all the bad jokes, meaning like the jokes that are too rude for TV. No, for real. Like, you guys are great. So thank you so much.
Bad influences, kids.
Yeah.
All right. So here we are, Vanderpump Rules. It's the end of an era. I cried. Did you? I cried a little. I cried. When narcissists cry, I will always cry.
What did you? Really? You cried?
Yeah.
I did not cry.
I cried. When they were crying and watching themselves.
Oh.
I was like, isn't it? It's so beautiful watching them touch themselves.
Let them know we tried.
At the end. All right. And at the end, when right before we started this, I was like, you know what? We need to hurry up with these recaps because we're going to get kicked out of this hotel. It's turning night here. And Ben's like, Donnie boy, Lassen.
I said, Ronnie, we're not that loud. And then here I am singing like White Lion.
You're like Patty LaPone in it up in here. Black old sun.
Surprising cover. Did she have a cover of that song?
No. Point is, watching narcissists cry as they watch themselves on TV, I was like, that's beautiful. Wow. Sheena, watching Sheena cry. Sheena, watching Sheena being young and crying. Even Katie almost cried.
Almost.
Katie doesn't do that.
No, she doesn't. She's like, choke. Oh, no, I directed that at me. So, yeah, this was like, I mean, as usual, there's more commentary. Is this the end of the series? We see them all, you know, getting into cars and driving off, not even into the sunset, but maybe driving off to Sunset Boulevard. But we don't know. Like, is this the end? I don't think this is going to be the
no,
end.
No, it's know? Not the
Robin
end.
Does not just say goodbye to its cash cows.
No, no, it won't be the end. It's still one of the highest rated shows on the network. It's the end of a Lala era. You know, Lala's so full of shit. I mean, we're going to get into it as we go. But this whole time, you know, Lala has her own podcast called Give Them Lots Lust. And
of course they know about it. It's her livelihood that Katie tried to burn down.
Guys, I create life. That was my favorite. I have to say, everyone else here, I'm the life creator.
She's baking a baby, okay?
But she has her podcast, and she's been opining on her show about how people just, it is so huge what's coming. She is just shocked what happened at the reunion, and she is still, it took her forever to recover. Yeah, I can see why, because you were a total fucking asshole, and you got caught being a total asshole, and you doubled down.
That's what she always does.
On being a total asshole. And then you cried and pointed your poo-poo nails at everybody else about you being an asshole. Unbelievable.
Listen.
The actual ego. Congratulations. Because it's fucking huge.
Ronnie, she is living. She is being her authentic self. And as we all know, the authentic version of Lala, as declared during her very authentic season, is that she is softer and kinder now. And as we saw on this episode, Lala is definitely softer and kinder. Oh, wait, was she just saying that for camera? For her storyline? That does not seem very authentic and kind, does it? That's not soft. That's not soft.
You are authentically boring. You authentically gave zero this season. And you're mad because someone else didn't give enough to keep your job going. As you literally say in the end, if you don't give a shit about your own job, give a shit about mine. So she should have been shooting with this fucking asshole who fucked her over, which, by the way, you would never do. But she had to do it so you could keep your job while you were throwing water parties and getting artificially inseminated by a pizza delivery person. Get the fuck out of here, lady. You're full of shit. I'm a life creator. So, here we go to the, by the way, good for you actually for using a sperm donor instead of another rand, because that's good. So I don't mean to diss the pizza person who did that, or even if it was a pizza person. I'm just saying, like, that's your storyline. It's like getting artificially impregnated and having a water party. Get the fuck over yourself.
And God bless, get sperm from a pizza man. We've all seen pornos. The pizza guy, that's the hottest guy.
Do you know how many times I've tried to get impregnated by pizza men? Literally every time my boner comes out, there's a hot and ready meter started. All right.
Like, I create lights.
I don't know. That's too rude for no reason. But I think it comes from the Phaedra from Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Phaedra read, where she's just like, I will tell you about yourself. You trying to buy sperm from a pizza man who needed to buy a medium-sized pizza from... So sorry. That's why it's in my head like that. My point is, you getting mad at somebody for doing nothing when you literally threw a water party all year, and this show has the highest ratings it ever has because of them. So be quiet.
Yeah. I mean, what she's really mad about, which we will get into, is basically that her shit does not become a national, you know, tabloid, does not become national tabloid fodder in the same way. Whereas when Ariana and Tom have this whole issue, it's like it's New York Times coverage. So I think that's at the core of it. I think she's jealous. We've talked about how her storylines always get trumped by someone else's storyline. And I think she's just had it. I think she's had enough of it.
Yeah, she's had it. Okay, so part three starts now. And we started off with my favorite sound effect. Part three starts now. So we come back to James telling off Tom Sandoval, seemingly out of nowhere. Just kind of going crazy because James needs to earn his paycheck.
He's trying to find a way in. You know, where he's talking about, like, you know, I don't want to hear it because you roll your eyes like that, but you were totally fine with a character grand for me. And you became his new secret daddy, getting your dick wet for 7 months, you stupid fat slut.
Like, dude, I can't believe you would say something like that to me at a reunion, bro. Sandy boy. Well, I'm keeping my mouth shut about things I've heard, and they add up, James. They add up.
And shut the fuck up. You haven't heard shit.
Oh, yeah, get off your high horse.
Oh, my high horse? I'm galloping so far ahead of you, I can't even see you, bruv. You're in a swamp, bruv. You're sinking, fucking eat dick, bruv. By the way, our bruvs are so much better than they would have been 2 weeks ago.
Bruv.
Because we just went to London. Yeah.
Yeah, James is trying to be what we call a chav over here.
We kind of know.
Yeah.
Guess what? I was watching Made in Chelsea on Irish television last night, so I just sort of like understand this part of the world a little bit more.
We're basically lokes. So, and by the way, all these years later, James still coming around to steal a line from Kristen, eat a dick, you know?
Yeah.
And Sandoval's like, you eat a dick too! So then Andy's like, Brock, you were taken aback at how triggered Ariana was at the water tasting. And he's like, it was just really tough to see her respond. Like, why are we asking Brock things?
And why are we having water tastings? We still never really got to the core of that. So she was like, yeah, it was tough to see, like, how much pain she was in at the moment. It was just, like really heartbreaking. Do you want this giant pillow, by the way?
I want a pillow. No, you keep it. You think I'm going to take your lower back support?
I don't really need it. Okay.
I have to.
Ronnie's getting
single beds, like a child.
This is like very authentic. Okay, Ronnie, you say one thing off camera that you don't like this pillow, but then all of a sudden you have the pillows.
I'm being authentic.
So
I'm a life giver. I'm a life creator.
So do you think you'll ever be able to be in the same room as Tom and have a conversation, Ariana? And she's like,
no,
yeah, no. No, I don't think that's going to happen. No.
Well, James said you should release your anger. Lala said harboring resentment's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And James is like, damn, that's some Shakespeare right there, bro. That's Shakespeare right there. That's amazing.
That's some
Shakespeare. That's amazing, bro.
That's some Billy Shakes right
there. That's gorgeous, bro.
Welcome in the Globe Theatre. Yeah, because there's no seats, bro.
It's like Surrey and Martin Kellen, whatever.
It's like Guildenstern and Hoverdinkel. Whatever that's called.
Order. That was hot.
Smart to Siggy.
I was curious, so I was like, is that Shakespeare? So I looked it up, and let me tell you who's credited for it. Buddha. You know, Buddha's the luckiest person. I've never seen someone overweight get credited with so much. I feel like they steal everything else from us and don't give us any
credit. Roger Ebert had a lot of pull quotes.
But also, Buddha might not have said it originally, because also Saint Augustine is credited with that. It's also in the Bible from the book of Ecclesiastes. I couldn't find the actual quote though, and the Quora that was quoting the Bible was taken offline. It was a 405 not found. So I don't know if we should give the Bible credit, but who came first, the Bible, Buddha, or Saint Augustine? Fight it out in the comment section.
My money's on Park overall.
Me too.
I think it was a line on Empty Nest.
That's the same bet. Richard Mulligan / Park overall.
Yeah, he was there. He asked for
it. It was said in the craft services room of that show, Empty Nest.
Yeah, look it up. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
So Andy's like, geez, we need to move on. Hey, I don't know. Why don't we sit down, Kathy Griffin, and you guys can just talk like good old friends. Like, what the fuck is this? Everybody move on. You guys have plenty of people you don't talk to, and they didn't fuck your best friend for 7 months.
Yeah. What about Bethany Frankel? How about that? Why don't you move on with her?
Yeah. Have a seat with Beth. Yeah. With old Beth. You guys can talk about Chanel together.
You can tell her what it's like inside the store now that she's been banned. So
fucking crazy. Can you believe they wouldn't let me in to the Chanel store? I was dressed. I'm here for the people. Regular people in jogging pants should be allowed into Chanel. What are we doing here? What kind of world do we live in that poor people can't walk into Chanel anymore? They don't know who I am. Well, they don't know who you are either. You think they respect you not letting you into Chanel? What the fuck? What are you, Norma Rae for Chanel? Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah. And she acted like she was banned from Chanel. She was just, they just didn't let her in for one day. And she came back the next day dressed better and they let her in. She's trying to make this into an Oprah moment. Remember when Oprah wasn't allowed into Hermes of Paris? Mm-hmm. Bethany's trying to have that moment. And like literally no one cares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're no Oprah. Yeah. I think we can, remember your talk show? Me neither. Okay, TikTok lady, shut up.
So Ariana's like, here's the reason why I can't move on. Okay. You know, now it's like, you know, March 2024, but like that was the summer of 2023. And she says, you know, I think the only way past it is like through it. And by the only way through it is by turning into a little gray rock. And if it's in like a year or whatever, you know, like I needed to process it. But if it's like a year from now, sure, like check in on me. But like, I understand people come from a place of care, but like, come on. It was only 3 months. That's basically what she's saying.
So Andy's like, well, in happier news, I want to talk about Jax Taylor. And they all start laughing because nobody's ever considered Jax Taylor happier news, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to think of an example of where Jax
Taylor he's like penicillin. Isn't penicillin an illness that they inject you with to like help other illnesses?
That's Botox. Penicillin Botox is poison that we put in our faces to get stay young. Right. Penicillin is just like it's just like a
okay. Fungus. Well, what do they call it when they ingest you guys? When they inject you with an illness to fight the other illness? That's how they fight the common cold. No, they put the flu
like
in
a
you
vaccine.
Uh huh.
Well, Jax is not a vaccine.
I'm too stupid to make
Jax this. Jax is not a vaccine in any... Like, in Happier News, Jax Taylor. What would be something where you say, in Happier News, Jax Taylor? I think it's like you're talking about Larsa Pippen. Well, in Happier News, Jax Taylor. Although I think actually Larsa's better than Jax.
Is she? That's really tough. I don't know. My brain literally... I feel leakage. Leakage is coming out of my ears. That hurt. That's a lot of twisting in my brain. Okay, so who cares? So who's talked to Jax? And Ariana's like, I mean, I've talked to Brittany kind of sometimes, but...
More like I just hear her voice echoing through all of Valley Village. Jax! It's hard to know what's the echo and what's her voice.
Rotten hail, 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 hail.
Brock's like, yeah, I feel like Jax has really become the plus one in Brittany's life. Oh, stop trying to just have a buddy in the way back, Brock. Brock, Brooke, Brock, Brooke, Brock.
Jack should be so lucky to be plus one in anyone's life, to be honest, because he's a real big minus. Plus one minus. It's called math.
Why are you trying to hurt my brain today? I was like, penicillin, addition, the Bible. So Andy's like, Schwartz, we saw you broker peace between the boys on the show. We've seen photos of you guys hanging out since the show. What's the status of your relationship now? And Sandoval's like, nothing below the waist, Andy. He keeps making like sex jokes at Andy, and Andy falls for
Andy
it every
loves
time.
It.
And Katie's getting so pissed. Every time he does it and Andy laughs, Katie's like, it's like a door being opened really, really slowly.
I do like Sandoval saying nothing about the way. Like, it is, I would actually, if someone had to say a word to explain Jax and Sandoval, it would be waste. Like, human waste. like garbage, detritus waste.
Well, I will say it was such a typical Jax confrontation. I mean, he comes into the restaurant, and then we just see Jax like, whoa, you are, people hate you, bro.
Everyone has an opinion on that. Wow. Everyone has an opinion on that. Wow. Every single person has an opinion on that.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, you had heard it from everyone. Now you have to hear it from Jax. And, Sandoval, like, yeah, like, I mean, listen, every time I saw Jax, I would come up to him and at least give him three compliments every time, bro. How could he do that to me?
Well, because like, it's that's Jax. The thing.
Sandoval, if you want human beings to like you and see past your narcissism, compliment them three times. He's read that in some Joel Osteen book or some shit. So I was like, I complimented him three times. How could this happen?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, man, it's like Jax was like telling me about like theories about me and everything. It's like, dude, you haven't like even talked to me in like 3 years. You don't even know me. And Ariana's like, yeah, and that's how I felt about you, Schwartz, trying to talk to me about who I am. I was like, I don't see you. Who are you?
So what were the rumors that Katie heard about Jax? And she's like, I mean, I would hear like rumors about him like hanging out with like a waitress or something. Brittany? No, like a waitress. Lala? No, she was a hostess. A waitress. You? No.
To be fair, they only hang out with waitstaff on this show.
Literally everybody you guys hang out with is a waiter.
Yeah. By the way, rumors about Jax having sex with someone in the bathroom door. Is that a rumor or is that a brand? Because that's kind of what he's known for.
That's what he's known for, yeah. Right? Banging in the bathroom. And Lala's like, yeah, there was a lot of rumors. And Katie's like, yeah. And again, like, they were just things that were online. And I would, like, see them online. So I'm like, why is everybody mad that I saw a rumor online? Be mad at the internet.
And so Katie's like, I mean, it wasn't like texting cheating because it was like he's going into a bar or whatever. Like, and they're talking about how like Sheena's like, you know, like I believe the rumors at first, but then like Brittany has like Jax's like number and everything, so like she would be able to totally see like the text messages and everything. So like I don't think the rumors are true.
Katie's like, it's not dating, Sheena. It's fucking in bathrooms. You don't text back and forth to do that.
Oh, really? Because I kind of do that. Hey, Brock, you want to go, like, fuck in the bathroom right now?
Sorry, I'm into it. I'm into it. I'll be a plus one in the bathroom.
All right, see you very soon. Oh, you got some good notifications there.
So sorry.
It's Brock. Brock, you want to fuck? So James like, there's no time to text Sheena. What don't you understand? If you're gonna fuck with someone, you don't have time to do that. You don't have some time to text anyone.
Yeah, come on, let's all agree on how to fuck in a bathroom. All right,
it's not that hard to understand.
So Schwartz is like, in this day and age, whoa, there's no way you're gonna get away with cheating like that in the bathroom. I mean, surely it's not true. Jax would never. And Tom's like,
yeah, well, you would never get away with that in this day and age.
You literally got away with fucking somebody for 7 months right under the camera's nose. What are we talking about? Schwartz got away with disappearing in Mexico all night, wandering around. I mean, you guys get away with shit all the time. Get the fuck out of here with
that. Yeah, exactly. So,
especially because Jax and Brittany's separation happened the night after he was out with you two jokers all night long. Exactly. Doing God knows what and God knows what bathroom, you know?
Exactly. Well, fun news. Jax and Brittany just announced their separation, so I assume it had something to do with cheating. Schwartz is like,
No, what?
Schwartz goes crazy. Because if they were cheating, that would mean that we would have to have been covering for them and looking the other way, coming up with alibis.
Never.
We would never do that.
We just asked a waitress from the bathroom to come meet Tom's family at a ski slope.
No.
What's the big deal?
They just stopped bringing out the best in each other. They were like the reverse of Hellman's. They were not bringing out the best.
But, you know, like, I just went to Kentucky with them and stuff, and everything seemed to be okay. And James like, oh, yeah, I guess none of us saw this one coming at all, eh? All right.
I love Schwartz as the character witness. But, oh, we just went to Kentucky and everything seemed fine. It's like, I'm sure that Schwartz is really seeing the clues.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So Lala's like...
Wait, I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, I would like to apologize. This has got to really hurt Lala. This has been 5 minutes and it hasn't been about Lala. Let's change that. Lala's like, well, let me guess. So, was it Jax revving up Brittany that whole time that made it so that Brittany and I got into World War III? Is that what happened?
This tenuous segue that Lala tries. Oh, yeah. So, you know what? Let me guess. Here's what's wrong with their marriage. It's that Jax was revving up Brittany to get mad at me. Shall I illustrate what happens?
Lala, who's so upset that another man is we're spending too much time on another man's cheating instead of her man. It's like interrupting the man cheating segment to get mad at a nanny storyline.
Yeah, and such a weird nanny storyline.
So weird.
So she's like, so guess what? Brittany acted so out of pocket at my gender reveals. And it sounds like she wasn't even, was Brittany even at the gender reveal? And I couldn't even tell. So,
no, it was just the same day. She wasn't even at the gender reveal. That's but also thing. Gender reveals.
Exactly, Lala. You had a gender reveal. Just, you need to just stop
it. Can we just, like,
who you cares? Should be fired just for that.
Can we have a daddy reveal? I think that would be better. Like, let's just, like, cut the cake open and look at the dad's LinkedIn. You know, does he have a neck? Did you find one without a neck?
Like, I don't want a gender reveal. I want a shut the fuck up reveal. I want someone to slice into a cake and the cake says, honestly, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. She's like, she has a monologue. She's like, yeah. So, well, first we get a scene from the gender reveal and her brother is like all dreadlocked. She's like, like cutting the cake. And just feel like he's like her. He's like, yeah, Tupac. Tupac's in us. But he's all dreadlocked. He's like, can't wait to see this baby. And they're like, oh, so it's a girl? Well, way to fuck it up, dude. Like, you're not the mayor of Gender Reveal Town. Who let this fucker cut the cake?
I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like gender reveals are about as dull as they could be. Like, literally, I don't think anyone cares what color your cake is going to be. Just, you know, I'm just over the entire concept to begin with. So the fact that Lala had one, of course she had one, because Lala is basic like that, right? But nevertheless, so she has a gender reveal.
Oh my God, you guys, the cake has spoken. My baby is a furry.
Guys.
I mean, until they open up gender reveals to be like all encompassing, I don't want to hear it.
Guys, big news. We cut a cake and we found out about my baby. My baby is going to be lemon creams.
What if the baby is one of those people that identifies as a baby? Because I have that. That's a thing now where people are like, baby I'm a babies. What if the baby is like, I identify as a baby? Because we're going to have a baby theme party for my babies.
Guys, guess what? My baby is confetti. We slice into the cake. And it was confetti. So my baby identifies as confetti and will only use the confetti bathrooms.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so...
That sounded so problematic. I went too far. I apologize. It sounded like I was making fun of the bathroom issue. And I just was taking the confetti joke as far
issue?
As I could.
What's the bathroom
issue? Well, genders.
Oh.
And I was not. I support... Oh, watch me spiral about a joke about confetti cake.
I support confetti peeing wherever it needs to be, personally.
Regardless, I'm going to spiral about my confetti gender.
The point is, I think we're past gender reveals. We can do other things, you know?
Exactly.
Like, let's celebrate the baby's, you know, shape. Like, let's be like, look at this baby's Botticelli shape inside the womb.
Here's what I would like. Celebrate that. Here's what I would like. Here's a gender reveal I would like. Your doctor calls and tells you what the gender is, and you're like, cool.
How about we have a astrology reveal where it's like we find out when your baby is going to be born and then we give $200 to Ali Bally and Ali Bally comes in and says, your baby is such a Gemini right now.
How about a Kyle Chan reveal where you cut a cake and Kyle Chan pops up to present sandwiches?
Yeah, Kyle Chan just pops up and says, baby, I don't know anything about you yet, but you're going to get 10% off of whatever jewelry you need for the rest of your life.
I've made it. I've made it into a cake. I've made it to reveal. Someone sliced a cake and I popped out.
Okay, so back to this made up bullshit. So Lala's like, yeah, Jax repped Brittany up to get fight. She was so out of pocket at my gender reveal. She reached out to my mother and she was so out of pockets. Because people like to get real Hollywood quick and call babysitters nannies, all right? Babysitter, nanny, those are very different things. I'm going to put up every fucking nail I have and tell you this much, bitches.
Lala said.
Babies are different than nannies. Boom.
There's a lot to unpack here. Okay, first of all, this idea that people get real Hollywood when they call babysitters nannies is hilarious. I guess she's implying that, like, people are elevating a babysitter to a nanny. Okay, that's ridiculous. But also, this whole thing, she's speaking with the urgency of, like, making an important statement, like, impact over intention or intention over impact, or whatever, that phrase. We all know that phrase that Katie actually said on this very reunion. But she's like, babysitters are different than nannies. I'm like, please don't, like, please don't elevate this to the level of something that's actually important in our society, you know? Like, yes, they are two different jobs, but she's acting as if, like, it needs to be said. Okay, if you call a babysitter a nanny and a nanny a babysitter, you're making great mistakes. Okay?
You're dead to me. So she's like, they're very different things, nannies and babysitters. So don't text my mothers the day we're finding out that we're having a baby girl and say, did you really hire my nanny without my permissions? Because first of all, you're in Kentucky's with Cruz, and you said, and I have Jax yelling at me, and I said, well, then you need to have Jax call me so I can eat him alive instead, bitch. And her hot dog fingers are, like, all pointing and, like...
Words matters. Nannies and babysitters are not the same things.
So Brittany left town. You tried to snake her babysitter from her. You got caught. She called to ask what the fuck, because the babysitter ratted your ass out within 2 seconds. And now you're saying that you shouldn't be in trouble for it because it's not a nanny. It's not like you stole a nanny. What the fuck kind of logic is this?
This is really on the level of Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, with Katy Perry stealing Taylor's backup dancers, I think.
I'm not gay enough to know all of this.
This is an important issue.
I'm very heterosexual most of the time, guys. When I'm not talking about Bravo, I really don't understand Katy Perry's story. So I just flew to Taylor Swift to see Ben happy. So Andy's like, oh, I share babysitters with everyone. I mean, anyone on Grindr is pretty much good enough for me.
Andy's. Do you mean babysitter? Do you mean nanny? Because babysitters, nannies, very different things. And people get real Hollywood real fast calling babysitters nannies. So you just want to make sure we're on the same page, okay?
I was like, had it not been Brittany's, my mom would have slapped this hoe to New Year's the next time we saw her. My 63-year-old mom is questioned by Kentucky Muffin. Are you joking? Are you joking?
Lala's poor mother... harassed by Brittany asking, did you hire my babysitter? Which is a stupid thing for Brittany to be asking in the first place, but also stupid to be so offended by this.
Not really. It's hard to find a damn good babysitter, okay? And the second you leave, Lala is like snaking your fucking babysitter.
Well, you know,
She snaked a Rand. She snaked some other girl's Range Rover. That was some other girl's. Like, there was still lipstick from some other girl in that Range Rover when she got that. And now she's snaking somebody's fucking babysitter. Get your own shit, lady with the claws.
But here's the thing. Lala can't just snake Brittany's mom.
Well, she didn't steal her mom.
I'm saying the mom's basically the babysitter, right?
Well, and yeah, that's true. But you never know.
You know, you put white lipstick on someone and you got a shirt.
Call it a day. So we go on break with this big babysitter drama. And, are you choking? And then welcome back. And he's like, oh, go ahead.
And I was going to say, by the way, thanks, Lala, for ruining the entire segment where everyone chimes in about Jack's cheating and gets derailed about the stupid thing about Brittany stealing a nanny.
Yeah, do you think that was on purpose? Because we were robbed of that, and Jack's probably was cheating. He's just announced his new 23-year-old. No, actually, she's older. She's not the same. Schwartz and Sandoval both have, like, 23-year-olds. This girl's, I think, like, 31.
Oh, wow.
She's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm impressed, actually. Yeah, that's... I feel like Jax deserves a medal for dating someone only like 15 years younger.
I know. Exactly. So we go on break and we come back and Andy is like...
That's like dating an old lady in Hollywood, right?
I know. It's shocking. You might as well be dating Diane Wiest. So Andy is like, Sandoval, you and Sheena have been through a lot. Don't speak. Do not speak, Jax.
Don't speak. So you've been through a lot. Have you unblocked Sheena on Instagram, Sandoval? More importantly, have you unblocked Summer Moon? And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't block Summer Moon, too. I blocked Sheena and any accounts associated with her, and it blocked her whole family. It blocked Summer Moon. It blocked Ariana's bunghole booger face. Lots of accounts disappeared.
Well, I'm still blocked. But that's okay. He's like, oh, man, sorry, dude. Sandy's like, ah, you were pretty much on a mage blocking spree, huh? He's like, yeah, man, a little bit. All right, well, Brock, you said you've seen Sandoval be a better friend than to Sandoval than to Ariana.
Oh, sorry, that's my bad. He said you've seen Sandoval be a better friend to Sheena than Ariana has been. So what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, I've seen a lot of women, a lot of evil, evil women being mean to poor, innocent Sheena, who's never done nothing to nobody. Excuse me, sir. if anyone has been mean to women, it's been you, first of all. Okay, let's stop coming for the women on this show. Second of all, when all those women were being so mean to poor innocent Sheena, who was sticking up for them? Ariana was the only one. So if you're going to watch the show that closely, maybe you should start taking notes next time.
Yeah. So
big, gorgeous, fucking incorrect motherfucker.
I didn't have anything to add to that. That's what I just
now, said. Please do some squats very near me in a Speedo.
Now take off all your clothes and wear your Speedo around.
Now, please.
Thank you.
Please just read more Buddha quotes into my ear when you're in a Speedo. Thank you.
That's like drinking a Foster's and hoping the other person gets drunk.
That's like wearing a Speedo and hoping someone else's fupa's back in the back of their throat.
That's like waltzing Matilda and expecting someone else's kangaroo to hop over the fence. So, Brock is like, everyone else, you know, Sandoval's had it back, and obviously, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, Ariana's like, well, a couple of things. We all get torn apart, you know, online. So best lesson learned is to stay at the comment section first and foremost.
Well, Brock's thing doesn't make sense because he said all the women have been mean to my girlfriend or my wife on this show. And then I'm seeing that she's in the middle of two very long-term friendships. And then other people who aren't even on this show online are being mean to her. Okay, but how's that Ariana's fault? That's not her fault. And people were being mean to her for cozying up to Sandoval, which she was fucking doing at the end of the day. We found out she was doing that. So if it's so important to Sheena, then tell Sheena to grow a fucking pair.
So Ariana, yeah, because he's like, she's getting torn apart. And Ariana's like, well, first of all, we all get torn apart. So the best lesson is to stay out of the comment section. Okay. So also number two, the stuff about the girls is true. And I've been with her on her side with that. So obviously things this year are more difficult. Ariana, like, but I just want to say, Ariana did such a good job with this reunion. There were so many times she should have just lost her shit on people. And she doesn't lose her shit. And if anything, she just delivers really amazing low-key burns on them. You know, she's doing such a great passive-aggressive job. I just, like, my hat is off to her. Although I'm keeping my hat on the video, as you can see. But look, there you go.
And Sheena's like, she's busier this year than she's ever been. Even when she started filming the season. But, you know, like, but even before she got busy, like, you know, it started. I was ignored. No, but she wasn't paying as much attention to me. So that's big. That's Sheena's big argument. Like, sure, maybe I cozied up to Tom, but it's because Ariana was too famous to, you know, ask me how my vlog was going.
Yeah, exactly. She was taking up all the slots on Dancing with the Stars. So, and then Ariana's like, yeah, well, you know, we've all seen the trailers and stuff of things you said. So then Ariana, then we have a
clip. Right. She's like, yeah, of course I'm distant because I see what the fuck you're saying, Sheena. Yeah. You have a podcast where you say it, and you have a vlog where you say it, and a YouTube where you say it, and a TV show where you say it, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, she's like, you know, there were some things that you said, like you said that like Sandoval was more sad about losing you than me. And she's like, yeah, but like you hadn't seen the show. So like you haven't even, and you've only seen clips on TikTok, which by the way, you're not following me, by the way. And like, there are so many larger conversations. Like, I just wish like you did get to see, like maybe like one of those conversations you could have seen was like maybe a producer from Dancing with the Stars saying we should have Sheena on it. And then maybe if you'd seen it, you could have advocated for me. I don't know. Just saying, just putting things out there.
That's Sheena's big thing. Like, you didn't even watch the season, so you don't know what I said. It was nothing nice. Everything that's been repeated has been what you've said, so I don't know how you're getting away with that. Yeah. But she's like, Andy's like, are you jealous of Ariana's opportunities? And then we see the clip of Sheena in bed with Lala going,
what? Can I ever have a moment? Where's it just going to be about me?
We're going to just be about Sheena. Says the person who had like all of last season dedicated to her wedding. So Sheena's like
who's had two wedding seasons. I know. A baby season.
It wasn't being jealous. It was just like a feeling of being left out. Like, call me a pick me or I don't know, like a music superstar, whatever you want to call me. I just like want a feeling of validation or like a phone call from Dancing with the Stars. And like not just from like men, but like men who work at, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars. And so like and from my friends and my friends who work on like, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars. Just thinking about things, just putting it out there in the universe.
And now I'd like to cut to my favorite segment, Katie's face. Just cuts to Katie like
it's just like she got all this opportunity and it's like, I'm just like, don't forget about me. Don't forget about us. I want to be on like the journey with her. Like, you know, and like maybe even if that journey involves me being on Dancing with the Stars, okay? Katie, are you okay? Katie? I think that Katie needs a defibrillator.
It feels so good. It's like Katie yoga face, you know, just stay like that. So Ariana's like, but at the end of the day,
you get nothing for nothing.
Sheena's family. And you know what? You're never not going to be family. By the way, I'm not speaking to my family.
My brother. Not speak to my brother.
So. Katie, Tom apologized to you. How much do you think that Tom Sandoval contributed to your divorce? And she's like, I mean, when someone speaks so negatively about you to your husband for like years. Katie, you married a piece of shit who never gave you the respect that you deserved. Tom Sandoval certainly did not help, but blaming Tom Sandoval for that choice is not a great one. Sometimes you just need to say, you know what? I bought cookie ice cream and I should have bought chocolate chip. I'm never going to buy cookie ice cream again. Let it melt on the counter, then kick it into the fucking trash. Okay?
That's exactly what you should say. And Sandoval, like if Sandoval did influence Schwartz to like, you know, like influence him with negative thoughts about Katie, then she should still blame Schwartz because he should have been able to stand in his love for Katie rather than be influenced by his douchebag business partner who wears Talbots, you know, to a reunion.
I love that we get a little Talbots in there. So she's like, yeah, it's like there was this constant pull from Tom Sandoval for my husband not to like me. And Sandoval's like, I felt the opposite, to be honest. And like, I knew our relationship went south and I knew it was going to happen when you got involved with the Schwartz and Sandy situation. And she's like, and then we see clips of that where he's like, this is not your business, Katie. And Katie's like, I have more experience than all of you guys.
You know, it's just rich coming from Sandoval. I mean, I'll take that back. We don't use the phrase, it's just rich with this show. But like, it's just like,
it's just temporarily rich.
It's just a house in Valley Village.
It's just temporarily rich before it pisses all its money away on terrible business deals.
Sandoval has poked his nose into everyone else's business about their business or whatever else they're doing in their life. And Katie doing that, well, it's just desserts for Sandoval. So he just needs to get over it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, yeah, so he's like, well,
by the way, their relationship did not go south the moment Katie butted her nose into Schwartz and Sandy's. Their relationship went south probably at its inception.
They hate each other. They hate each other's guts. It's been one of the great hatred stories on this show.
Yeah.
And we don't need Sandoval cheating on Ariana to justify anything in this relationship, which I think kind of does happen, right? Because he becomes enemy number one, rightly so, but then it's like sudden Katie vindication. I don't think Katie was obviously right in all of those fights with Tom Sandoval, but we're at the point now where we really don't care anymore, you fuck.
Yeah,
Tom Sandoval is who I'm talking to, not Katie.
I think it was clear that when Schwartz gave the ring on the string to Katie, it was clear he was not serious or not interested in this relationship.
Yeah,
but he was too scared to back out of it.
Yeah. Tom Schwartz sucks, but Katie and Tom Sandoval have hated each other forever. And I really, please just do me a favor and never make up, because it's like my favorite thing to ever come out of this show is the hatred between
them. By the way, I would say it seems like in your case, congratulations to Sandoval for, I feel like breaking the old adage that the enemy of my enemy is my best friend. I feel like the enemy of your enemy is just another enemy.
All right, listen, I have no enemies. I just talk about whatever I'm seeing the day of the show. You know what? The day of the show, you lose. sir. It's winners. It's going to be losers. Okay? You're a loser.
Ramona coming in to settle the score.
Yeah.
Here's how it goes, okay? You're an enemy, and you're an enemy, and you know what? You both look older than I do, okay? You look old, I look young.
Yeah. So, he's like, yeah, we're just different people, Katie, and the way I handle situations annoys you, and, you know, like, it really hurts for you to diminish me. Like, I'm subhuman, and shut up, you are fucking subhuman, and you deserve every bit of diminishing you get.
Yes.
Okay? And Katie's like, well, when people want to play in my face, oh no, first of all, she goes, I don't think you've treated me very humanely.
Isn't that humane? Okay, I'm not even going to get into it. Like, what is humane?
You know what the Humane Society does, right?
You know what it, you know understand. What it, you know what it defends, right?
You know what name that covers. You know what name that action that name covers up, right? So she's like, yeah, you haven't treated me very humanely, Tom. He's like, Katie, how do you treat people on a regular basis? Honestly, Katie. And she's like, well, when people want to play in my face, I'm going to treat them exactly as I see it. I don't know. Choke.
I don't care.
I don't care.
And he goes, well, the chemistry is undeniable.
And he's like, yeah, we're going to go bang it out, me and Katie. And even Andy does. He's trying to win Andy over with another sexual comment. But even Andy's like, oh.
Didn't work this time. Didn't land.
That's gross. You're a pretty disgusting trash bag of a human being. But we'll still probably fire Ariana and keep you for next season. All right.
Hey, we're back.
Do you think that he's going to do that? Here's the reason I say that they're probably going to get rid of Ariana. Because it's Bravo. And that's what Bravo does. You know? And I think back to all the seasons of Southern Charm. All these women that have, like, finally stood up to the men and not taken their bullshit. And been like, we don't need to be here for these Peter Pan motherfuckers. And then they're gone.
Yeah. I think Ariana's going to... I think she's going to move on. She's too successful. Between Chicago and Love Island, she's going to move on. She doesn't need the show right now. The show is doing nothing but, like actually hurting her relationships with the people that are her friends and, like, hurting... It seems like it hurts her, like, emotionally. There's no reason for her to be on the show, as far as I can see. I mean, there's reason for us because we like her and she's entertaining and she is, like, one of the few, like, seemingly good people on this show. But I think she can move on and be... like just fly beyond the show. But I think that she will ultimately come back. But I think that she's going to like live in the success. Don't deal with all this bullshit. Fly like the bird that you are. And then when your wing gets broken again, you come right on back. Just like Stassi did. Because remember, Stassi pulled the same move. Don't forget. She left.
Well, that was different. Because Stassi was like, I'm too good for this. It's like her second year or whatever. Yeah, her third year. She's like, I'm too good for this. And then she wasn't. And then they were like, well, fuck you. You thought you were too good for us. And then she had to cry and like spend a year getting re-ingratiated.
But sometimes people have to go on Rumspringa, you know? And
they see how you like it in a world without sin. It's like reverse, like reverse leave the trashiest shit in the world and to go live an innocent life.
Go to Lancaster, yeah. Pennsylvania.
Go live with an Amish person for a year and see how you like that.
No, but I'm not saying.
And then come back when you're ready to be garbage again.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I want Ariana to leave. Reverse
Rumspringa.
I'm not saying I want her to leave or that like she should leave.
That's a great idea to send cast members from these shows to like. An Amish country, you know, reverse Rumspringa.
Yeah.
See what they choose at the end
of the day. Ariana has too many great opportunities, and she shouldn't be wasting time in a situation where she has to become, like, pretend or have the people that are around her try to force her into Sandoval's life. She should go fly, and when she's ready to come back, come on back.
Well, when Sheena was invited to perform at Kyle Chan's Good as Gold party, all the gang flew north to support her. Are we really going to pretend we're... breaking the fourth wall and going with that line of horse shit.
I know. Exactly. They spend the rest of this episode talking about authenticity. And now we're going to sit here and listen to like, oh yeah, everyone wants to go up to San Francisco. And like,
we want to watch Sheena do her two minutes.
We want to leave Los Angeles and go someplace where it's foggy and freezing cold to watch Sheena sing a song about apples for Kyle Chan, the strange jeweler hanger on this group.
Lucky Sheena being invited to do Kyle Chan of all things. Oh God.
Kylechella.
Coachella. Who needs Dancing with the Stars when you've got Kyle Chan events in San Francisco?
Yes, having the greatest ball that the Bay Bridge has ever seen.
So now we're going to guilt Ariana for Dan. So it's like, Dan came all the way, and then he skipped all the group activities. Why, Ariana? She's like, well... First, Dan was just gonna, like, come to L.A., but then we were, like, going to see Sheena's thing, so I was like, I guess you can come do Sheena's thing.
Why not partake? This is television. Everyone wants to be on TV.
He's not getting paid for this.
And then, like, Evil Andy starts to come out. He's like, but he's still your boyfriend, and, Brock didn't get paid at first, so
but he can't deal with it. He doesn't want to be on it. I love that when she's like, he doesn't want to be on the show. Like, Brock is a thirst. Brock literally married Sheena to be on this show, okay? And the guy came. Look at all the guys done. He deserves a paycheck, okay? He's earned it. But she's like, not everybody wants to be on your stupid show, you fucking clown car of a human being.
Well, I love when she goes, different strokes for different folks. That was like, ooh, like it's just like so beautifully passed, like, it's like so dismissive. Like, well, yes, of course, Brock wants that. Well, different strokes for different pathetic, thirsty folks. Am I right?
Yeah. So, and also Brock was getting paid because he was doing advertising for a stupid gym and a stupid business and a stupid app that he was trying to do. Why do you think Brock's here? For get out of here. So Ariana's like, yeah, different strokes for different folks. So Andy says, Lala, did they give you buzz that he didn't want to come? And she's like, no, it's just like it was already so awkward. And I was like, girl, so let me get this straight. So you have a guy that you only have to deal with to, like, get some dick at the end of the day? Maybe I could deal with that.
All right, great. Hey, Sheena, you encouraged Sandoval to apologize to Ariana. Why did you do that, aside from the fact that we had our producers to ask you to do that for us?
Because there were so many times when she's like, oh my God, why isn't he apologizing to me? Like, he's apologized to everybody else. So I was like, maybe I should get her to apologize, and then she'll really like me, because he'll, like, apologize to her. And then, like, everybody will, like, I'll be on, like, Dancing with the Stars, and I'll be doing, like, sorry.
And then the producers have, like, a montage of Ariana saying, like, I didn't even get an apology. Like, the one thing I still haven't gotten is an apology. Can you believe it? He still hasn't apologized. And she's like, yeah, so, like, I was like, yeah, I was going to try to, like, help facilitate that, even though I did learn that you didn't want an apology, even though in that clip, that montage shows you literally asked for an apology, and, like, I'm a great friend, and you acted like I was a terrible friend.
Well, she was saying he's on an apology tour on the show to get everybody to talk to him, but the only person he hasn't apologized to is her, which is, I mean, it's kind of a point. I don't think she gives a shit about really getting an apology.
Right.
Stupid Sheena. Sheena's like, yeah, I was just trying to be like a good person, you guys. So, Andy's like, so the season ended in such a powerful way. Okay. Everyone's seen the episodes this season, but we intentionally didn't send you the last 5 minutes. And they're like, oh God. And you just see Sheena and Lala's faces. Sheena's like,
why are there so many songs in my corner?
Kitty's like, I'm scared. So now it begins.
Now we watch the clip with them. And so Ariana yelling at poor Sheldon. What was it, Jeremiah? She's like, this is all for an audience. He just wants 30 seconds for the audience. And I'm calling Lyft if you guys aren't going to let me out of here. I'll see you later. I'm going to Applebee's. And then Sandoval like, oh, yeah, you don't want to film with your ex, and don't be on the show. Why is it a rule that she would have to film with you on the show? I don't understand that. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, basically, it's like the whole last few minutes of the finale, which we already talked about. But it's, to me, this whole section was just like, hey, does anyone want to see Ariana's heartbreak in real time? Because here it is. Watch her get feel more and more betrayed. Because it's basically...
Well, they're like, we're not getting a reaction from her. Let's just keep on going until we get a fucking reaction from her.
And Sandoval has this creepy-ass smile on his face. Like, he's so proud. He's so proud that, like... He's like, see, like, I finally said it. And look, like, Lala has my back and Sheena, like, I'm totally vindicated. Like, I won. Like, he has this evil, pathetic smile on his face.
That's what cracks me up is these people, like, literally watch this and think they were doing the right thing the whole time and they're going to be vindicated. It's so funny to me. It's like Lala really thought this was going to be it for her and she was going to be totally vindicated.
Yeah.
People are narcissist and crazy.
You're crazy. You just see Ariana, who has really bitten her tongue this whole reunion, have been really good about, like, when Lala has come for her and everything. Ariana has been very patient and very chill. And, like, Lala sits here and says, I'm in your corner. And then she sees this thing. And you just see Ariana just like, oh, my God. Like, fuck this girl.
Yeah. So it gets to the part where Tom is going on and he's telling everybody, Ariana doesn't even like you guys. She talks shit about all of you. And when push comes to shove, I'm the one that's there. And Gina's thinking,
I know you are. That's why it's so hard.
So there's all of that. And it's like they cave immediately, you know. And then Lala being like, I'm going to break the fourth wall now and do this monologue about what an asshole is. She is. She thinks she's Beyonce. And it's bullshit that she can't film with someone that she stays under the same roof with. I get it. He fucking cheated, but he did not kill some once. But you moved on in 8 days. And it just cuts to Ariana. She goes, now it's 8 days.
Yeah.
They keep changing her timeline for her.
And we see all the clips of them throughout the years, which, you know.
This is where I kind of cried because
that's good because it's like it feels like the end.
Yeah, because they're crying, you know, they're like, oh, like they get a little tender and they're like, we have done this our whole adult lives, you know, and they started crying. And then I started thinking about my youth because I've been doing this their whole adult lives.
Yeah, it's just like weird.
Oh, like what about my life? Oh, what about where my life is gone? Where's my life gone? I mean, oh my God, I've been like wasting my life just like them.
I mean, this show, it is an interesting situation.
I'm the real victim in all of this.
But like we were talking about recapping New Jersey the other day and about how Rachel Fuda's, you know, like Jen Fessler's 40s, who knows how 47, 55, who knows. And then Rachel Fuda is 31 or 32 years old. But if you think about it, like Schwartz is essentially like, what, 10 years older than Rachel Fuda? I don't know if he's 42. But it's 41, 40. But the point is this. Rachel Fuda is like a baby compared to this cast. And she's a real housewife. At some point, this cast is just sort of like this, oh, look at all these young people trying to figure out their lives. It's like, oh, these young people are older than now Real Housewives. So, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But basically, as we're seeing, it's like it feels kind of like it's the end of the show. Because at a certain point, they can only continue this essential premise for so long.
Well, it's the end of an era, I guess. I love the show, but, you know, something else. Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition.
Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on Station 9.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.